It's Figgity Figgity Finance Friday, and today I want to talk about passive income. And that's, it's not so cheesy and so markety and gimmicky, but man, it's auditing what we're really doing on Finance Friday. This P&L, worst P&L that I've looked at in a long time, and that's largely in part because we are investing in Hoops Institute more because we haven't figured out exactly what to communicate to the basketball trainers out there to show them that the Playbook is the best website platform for them, not Wix. Wix has really good prices. I've used Wix before, but you're going to have to pay for a designer. You're going to have to learn a lot and search for support articles that probably aren't there, right? And we're still working on our support articles too, but man, do we text back really fast when it comes to a trainer who needs some help. Man, do we follow up with you pretty well with support. You don't have to chase certain things with us anymore. At one point that was true, but now it's not. And there are other website platforms out there, but they're not Hoops Institute. They're not the Playbook. And we're investing in that from the basketball training side because there is a goal for passive income, but people talk about passive income and man, that junk is hard. Like it takes a lot of work up front, and I'm sure it takes work maintaining, much less work, but it takes work to do that stuff. And if it doesn't take you a lot of work, I'm guaranteeing you it takes you a lot of money to actually keep funding the payroll for the teammates who are doing the work that makes it passive, right? Even with software, like you have to have somebody for support. You have to have somebody for development who can actually handle the things when stuff breaks. You have to do all these things that people don't think about, and it sounds good to have passive income, but man, does it take work and time. So what we're doing is investing in the software side, which obviously, like, yeah, we want that to be the passive income that we have, but it's never really going to be passive, right? Like, I get the chance to talk to a lot of great trainers and help a lot of great trainers who need help on the business acumen side, and that's fun. We got 30 people on the Playbook right now, and we are wanting to get it to 200 people. And I'm saying all that to say, there's a skill set, there's a different skill set when it comes to something passive like software, or maybe even real estate is what you want to do, or maybe even an online product. I talked to somebody yesterday who is in the online space, and we talk about online being so passive, but man, that show's not passive either. Like, you have to keep making content over and over and over again and new things, or you have to have somebody who can chop that content up differently and recycle your stuff so that it seems fresh and it's new and you can present that to your audience. Like, it takes work. Like, you have to keep and stay relevant, and creating content is a game that if you're doing it by yourself, man, I don't record my own TikToks. I don't record the IG Reels. I don't edit them either. And the people who edit them and do that stuff, it is tough, man. It is challenging. It takes a lot of time. Yeah, you'll get it down pat once you get the hang of it, but it's still going to take time out your day to actually edit those things appropriately to match what Instagram or TikTok really is pushing right now at that point in time, what they really want to show, and also make it valuable to your audience so that they can get some return off of it too. So it's like you're pleasing two people. Like, you're pleasing Instagram and you're also pleasing TikTok or whatever platform you're on. And I realized that because testing different videos, like when I hold my hand or my phone up to my face and just talk, it does better. When I do it on the basketball court, it does even better. Now, I've tried to do Loom videos where I show basketball trainers the software and show my face at the same time, but I don't know how I can get a basketball court in there. But that, it seems like it's working sometimes it's not. And I'll be honest, I had some beef with you basketball trainers, but I realize from talking to my partner, Najee, it's not you necessarily. Sometimes my content, a lot of times it just stinks and it's not what you want to see or hear, but other times it's Instagram is just not showing you that content like I would like for it to. All that rant is to say that passive income is really not that passive, at least in the beginning, maybe even in the middle. And whatever your passive income game is, online space, real estate, which takes some capital or some lending, some borrowing, if you're flipping houses or if you are trying to rent them out for the cash flow, or if you're doing software like we are. Side note, we have an affiliate program that is helping a few who are getting other basketball trainers onto the playbook and using them. They get 20% every single month. We have some guys who have up to $500 a month coming to them. Now, look, that's not like a bunch of money, but, dude, it's the most passive money you can get. Like, it's much more passive than what we're doing at Hoops Institute, getting these basketball trainers on, spending money on advertising, prospecting, showing you guys content of what the software looks like, trying to get you away from those other website platforms, Wix, and come to the playbook. Like, it's a lot of work to do that. And we still running the basketball training business here. Like, I'm in the trenches because I want to be able to talk that talk. And even then, the assist program is called the Playbook Assist. The Playbook Assist is where you get 20% for referring other basketball trainers. And it is the most passive income I can think anybody could have. Now, if you backtrack that, if you divide by 20% and you know exactly what your number is to get to that passive income number where it replaces your basketball training money, like that's tough. That's another game. That's another conversation that we can have, but it's possible, right? What would $500 do extra for you a month? Like, I would love that. I would not turn that down at all. I think that's a game changer for a lot of basketball trainers out there that I'm talking to, and it's really passive. All that being said, I hope the passive part, the passive income thought experiment is something that you've gone through. I wouldn't say all a day, but just to experiment out there what that can look like. Or maybe investing in a self-employed IRA, seeing what that looks like and holding it until it's time to retire. But those thought experiments are valuable. And I know I get stuck in looking at the quarterly profit and loss statements, the monthly profit and loss statements to see how we've been doing, what the trends are. But, you know, it's longer than just 3 months. It's longer than just one year. But this rant after seeing the profit and loss this month has gotten me on this kick of talking about passive income and the time and the money that it takes to even think about passivity with making money. Yeah, I believe it's possible. I'm not speaking from a hopeless standpoint. I'm just speaking from it's a long game. It's more challenging than what you may think, that what some people may actually say, but it's a fun game. It's the new sport. Speaking of, if you guys have any men's leagues out there, I'm curious to know if you guys play in those. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just built different. Like, my body's built different, but I feel like I'm not equipped for that yet. But I haven't played against people my age. I've been playing against trainees and stuff, and I don't think it's the same. It's not the same at all. It's not fair. But we'll see. I know it kicks in once you get to the situation, get to the game. So hopefully there's not too much lost. But all that being said, hope you guys have a great weekend. Passive income. Hopefully you're thinking about it. Hopefully you consider the Playbook Assist. Hopefully you consider the playbook in general. And we'll have a podcast about that in the near future. Y'all have a great weekend and keep checking those financial statements.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.